All right, so this is lesson 20, and it starts with principle 7, which is to reserve a daily time with God for self-examination, Bible reading, and prayer in order to know God, first of all, just saying about his name, and his will for my life, and to gain the power to follow his will. So that's principle 7, and step 10 from the A groups, AA, NA, and all the other A groups, says we continue to take a personal inventory, and when we were wrong, we promptly admitted it. And the verse for this is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, which says, so if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. So principle 7 helps us to prepare our lives in such a way that we're not complacent and that we don't fall into the kind of things that we were before recovery. So what we're going to focus in on tonight is the how-tos of step 10. How does this actually work that we do this personal inventory? So it's important for us to recap our day in a written form. And this is the good, the bad, the successes, and the times we blew it. And here's some of the reasons why. The first is that patterns, we begin to see patterns develop when we journal for a specific period of time. And this is one of the ways that we can find patterns, is when we start to write things out for a week and we look back at that week and we see the same thing happening maybe every day or every other day. That's what I would consider a pattern. And what we can do is then identify what those patterns are and then work on them and change them. The inventories also make you aware of things you might not otherwise be aware of. When you're driving, I don't know if you've noticed, but when you look in your side view mirror, sometimes you can't see a car, but there's actually a car there, and you look through the window and you see the car, but you can't see it through the side view mirror. That's because there are blind spots, and some cars have more blind spots than others depending on how they design the car. And I've been in cars before where it's difficult to see anything. Great looking sports car, but a lot of blind spots. And it's the same thing in our lives, that each one of us have spots in our lives that we just can't even see that we're sinning. We can't even see that we're doing wrong. We can't even see that we've created patterns that are unhealthy and are killing our marriages and our work lives and our family lives. So the illustration here is like buying a car. Have you ever decided that you want to buy a certain car? Like my mom told me when I was, I don't know, whatever, I was 19, 20, whatever, she said, Toyota Camry or a Honda Accord, that's what you want. And so now, after she told me that, I go, I'm on the road and driving or with other people. What do you think I see everywhere I go? Hondas and Toyotas, right? If someone says, I just bought a new car, it's a such and such and such. Now, the rest of the day, that's all I'm going to see. Like, those cars were there last week. I just didn't see them because I wasn't paying attention to them. So the idea behind doing an inventory is that you're paying attention to things that happen in your life on that day or that hour. And because you're paying attention to it, you see things that you might not otherwise have seen. And I'm a fisherman. I love to fish. And I used to have this hook that was, I don't know what they call it, but it has three hooks. And it was huge. It's used usually for snagging fish, bait fish. They use the bait fish to actually fish for a bigger fish. But I'm thinking of like if I took that hook and I put it in the water and just drove my boat, I'm going to pick stuff up with those huge hooks. I'm going to pick up weeds. I might pick up other fishermen's lures. Maybe I'd snag a fish or a turtle or something. But eventually, I'm going to hook onto something. And the idea behind the inventory is that we put our hooks out there during the day. At the end of the day, we see what we're paying attention to things we might otherwise, and we find what it is that I get out of those hooks and lay them out on paper and see what they are. The second thing is that we can keep our amends that we owe to other people a very short list of those we need to make amends to. And Vince talked about this last week when he shared a story with us that, you know, he had a pretty long list of people that he wanted to make amends to. And as I think about patterns that have developed in my life, and especially when I was a teenager and a young adult, and I think of all the names of the people that I was connecting with during that time and all the people that I had interactions with that I wish I could take over. Again, the list is very long. The idea here is that today, this week, we keep a short list of those that we need to make amends to, because we're looking on the inventory and we're finding, oh, I didn't interact with my daughter well today. I didn't interact with my wife well today. I didn't interact well with my boss today. So I can go back and promptly admit my mistakes and ask forgiveness when it's necessary and deal with things as they happen. So the inventory, some of you might be having trouble getting started in writing your journals. And so I want to give you three hints that might help you with this, the inventory process. The first thing is to start off by writing down just one thing that happened that particular day for which you're thankful. You know, sometimes this process of recovery can get pretty grueling, can get tough, we can get to the place where it just doesn't feel like it's going to be worth it because it's a lot of work. Well, let's start off our inventories with something we're thankful about, something that we can thank God for. We just, you know, sang the song, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." How could we bless the Lord for what happened with our day today? So for me, as I did the inventory a couple of weeks ago, I noticed that I was able to give people my full attention. When someone called me on the phone, I hit the button on my computer to turn the screen off. I took the phone, I went over to my chair, and I pretended as if they were actually in the room with me, and I gave them my full attention on the phone. When my family came here into my workspace and I was in the middle of work, I turned everything off. I gave them full attention. They were only here for a little bit of time. They had my full attention, and that is a lot different than maybe what would have happened last week or last month or last year. So I noticed that, and I wrote that down. I said, thanks be to God that this is something that God is changing in my life or can change in my life. So there's progress, and I'm able to notice the progress as I go through this process of taking inventory. The second thing is to ask your accountability partner, or which is a person that may be in the same stage of recovery as you are. They may not be way ahead of you, but an accountability partner is someone who really, that they just hold you accountable for the process of recovery and the things that you say you want to do in recovery. Either that kind of person or a sponsor, someone who's ahead of you, a step or two ahead of you. Ask them to hold you accountable for doing this kind of journaling and inventory process. Then the third thing is that there's a scripture you can memorize, which is Galatians 5:22-23. And this talks about the fruits of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Does anybody not want any of those things? I think we would all say, bring it on. Like the commercial, the Bonkers commercial, I think it was, when the fruit fell on top of the guy, knocked him over. That's what we want. We want that the fruit of the Spirit to overflow in our lives. So here are some questions. You can take out that sheet that was on your chair. These are the questions that you can ask yourselves to prompt your writing. And you start each one of these questions with the word today. So today, how did I show love to others? How did I act in an unloving way toward anyone? Or today, did others see in me the joy of having a personal relationship with Jesus? If not, why not? How was my serenity, my peace? Did anything happen that caused me to lose it? What was my part in that? Was I patient? What caused me to lose my patience? Do I owe someone an amends? Would anyone say that I was kind or good today? In what ways did I act unkind? How was my faithfulness today? Did I keep my word with everyone today? How was my gentleness and self-control? Did I lose my temper? Did I speak a harsh or unkind word to someone? So these things can kind of help you get started on the process of doing that daily inventory. Now, when we go through, work through step 10 and principle 7, we are really beginning the journey of applying what we've discovered in the first 9 steps. We are humbly living daily in reality and not denial. We started back on lesson 1, and in the first set of lessons, we talked a lot about denial because, let's face it, if we don't have a problem, then what are we doing here tonight? You know, we all have issues, and that's why we're here tonight. We want to work on them. So we don't want to live in denial. We want to be living on applying these things in our everyday lives. So here's where we start to take action, and this is positive action. Many of us have lived our lives in reaction to various things that have happened in our lives. And what we're trying to do here is to say, no, I don't want to react. I want to act. And so every day I'm going to examine. I'm going to pray. I'm going to seek God through his Bible. Perhaps I'm going to, participate in a faith community. I'm going to do a recovery group. I'm going to be proactive on my issues. In Principle 7, we're saying that we desire to grow daily in our new relationship with Jesus. We're attempting, we have all attempted at some level in our lives to control various parts of what happens in our lives. And what we want to do here is to start to exhibit self-control. And this isn't the kind of self-control that just grits its teeth and says, okay, Vinny, you can do this. Just grit your teeth and you can do better tomorrow. You can read the Bible harder. You can pray harder. You can just add harder to everything. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking is self under control. And specifically what we're seeking is self under God's control. That's what we're striving for in Celebrate Recovery. And the easiest way to help us make this transition is think about the Great Commandment, which is found in Matthew chapter number 23. I think this is written in the books there. Matthew 23, 37 and 40, where Jesus says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it, to love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. So Jesus sums up all the law and the prophets, the whole Old Testament, on those two pieces, loving God and loving others. It's a vertical relationship with God, and it's a horizontal relationship with others. It creates the symbol of a cross that helps us remember it easier. So when you do your daily personal inventory, you really want to ask yourself, today, did my actions show what the second greatest commandment tells me to do? Did I love my neighbor as myself? As we live in the two commandments by putting the principles and steps into action in our lives, we will become more like Christ. I mean, if there was no other verses that we could have, we just had those verses, those would be great ones to live by and apply for the rest of our lives. The bottom of page 27, it talks about that we want to become doers of God's word, not hearers only. James 1 and verse 22, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. So we've been listening throughout our lives to different things. And the scripture says that we ought to be listening to the voice of scripture, the voice of Jesus. And the question is, are we listening? One, and then if we're listening, are we doing something with it? James is great about saying, listening's wonderful, but changing is even better. The man who looks in the mirror, which God's word is like a mirror, we look in the mirror and we see the way that we look. The other day I went into the pool and I got out of the pool and my hair just went frizzy everywhere. And then my wife we went with the family somewhere and I got in the van and I had been driving a little while and I looked in the mirror and I saw what my hair looked like, and I turned to my wife and I said, Heather, why didn't you say something? Look at how I look. And she said, oh, I didn't notice. There were so many things going on when we left the house. I said, thanks a lot. And it was still several hours. I felt like I looked goofy. But 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 5 in the Living Bible says, our very lives were further proof to you of the truth of our message. So the Apostle Paul and the people that were part of his ministry group, they were trying to share the truth of the message of Jesus. And he's saying what really matters is that you could see that in our lives. And if you could see that in our lives, that's what we're after. That's our goal. And that should be our goal. Step 10 does not say how often to take an inventory, but there is a suggestion from Celebrate Recovery on this, in terms of the road to recovery. And the first one is to do an ongoing inventory, which means that throughout the day, the best time to admit that we're wrong is the exact time that we're made aware of it. Why would we want to wait? Let me give you an example of this. 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I brought this to the group and I said this was something I was going to use. And it's something that I would use when it's time to apologize, especially to my wife. And I exhibited or expressed all the languages of recovery. In case you didn't know, people have languages of apology. And so if you're not speaking their language, if you're not, some people just, an I'm sorry, a simple I'm sorry is fine. For other people, it's, they want to hear that I was wrong, and perhaps they want me to go to the point where I say that they were right in the situation. To some people, that's an apology. To other people, they want to know what we're going to do to make it up to them. They want restitution, a trip to Bermuda, something. For others, they want to know that I'm not going to do this in the future, that I'm going to stop my behavior. And for some people, they want us to ask for their forgiveness. And so I had this, and I brought it on vacation with me, because I know that sometimes we can have disagreements on vacation. So I brought that with me. And I noticed there was a couple of times where that my wife and I might have gotten into an argument. And before we got there, I preempted, even needed to give an apology, I pulled this out and I said, I just want to say in advance, before we even get there, that, that I can see how what I'm doing right now might lead me to the place where I might need to make an apology. So this idea of inventorying is very powerful, because it can actually stop you from doing stupid things. And this is a case in point. I pulled this out and I said, I don't want to have to use this, so I'm just going to stop right now, because I know if we continue this conversation, I'm probably going to have to end up apologizing later. So doing this, promptly admitting it, thank God I was able to, God spoke to me and I was able to listen fast enough to not have to actually need to go and say anything, but to say, I recognize that I'm headed there was a big step. So it's progress. So then there's another way to do it. It's a daily inventory at the end of the day. If we've harmed somebody or acted out of anger or fear, then we write that down at the end of the day. Be sure to include the things that you did right during the day. You want to have a balanced inventory. And the best way to do this is to journal. And so if you have a book that you can just keep writing in, so that you're not writing like on one page today and then writing on another piece of paper somewhere else tomorrow and then they're all over the place. You want to be able to look at this over the course of months and go back and see the growth that's taken place in your life. So, 15 minutes before you go to bed is what John Baker, the founder of Celebrate Recovery, suggests, and something that was helpful to him. But then there's another thing you could do, which is called the periodic inventory, which is something you do about every 3 months, and maybe go away on a little mini retreat. If you know someone that has a place where you can go that's quiet, where you can go for maybe part of a day or a couple days, and pray, read through the last 3 months of your journal. And I've done this in the past, and it makes a huge difference. When you go back and you read those things that happened a year ago or 6 months ago, and you say, wow, look how little faith I had in this situation, or look how much faith I had in this situation. And you look back and you see, now you know what God did in those circumstances, and you can look back and say, wow, in that place, Jesus would have said to me, oh, thou little faith. But now I've been through that circumstance, I see what God did, and my faith is bolstered. I'm in a different place now. When I encounter this kind of thing in the future, I'm going to do so knowing about God's faithfulness. I've been able to see God clearly at work as I read back in my journals. Another thing is some key verses that we could tap into for step 10. And one of them is Proverbs 16:23 says, intelligent people think before they speak. What they say is then more persuasive. Another verse in Ephesians 4:29, let no foul or polluting language, nor evil word, nor unwholesome or worthless talk ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others. And then Proverbs 16, verse 21, a wise and mature person is known for his understanding. The more pleasant his words, the more persuasive he is. Proverbs 12 and verse 25, a word of encouragement does wonders. And the last one is 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1. If I had the gift of being able to speak in other languages without learning them, and could speak in every language, there is in all of heaven and earth, but I didn't love others, I would only be making noise. That comes from the Living Bible. So let's talk about having a step 10 action plan or daily action plan. Mm-hmm. And so this is to continue to take a daily inventory. When you're wrong, promptly admit it, and if necessary, make amends. The second part is to summarize the events of your day in the journal. You don't have to write every single detail, but maybe a sketch of what happened that day. And then three, to read and memorize one of the principal seven verses. On page 33 of the participant's guide, there's a list of Bible verses, and perhaps you would find one that you could memorize. And then the last thing is to work all the steps and principles to the best of your ability. That's going to help so that your inventory can be more balanced, because hopefully God will be working your life, performing the good work, and you won't have as much to write on the negative side. So the last verse to leave you with tonight is Mark 14 and verse 38, which says, "Watch and pray so that you do not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak." I think the structure of doing a journal or taking inventory like this can help our weak bodies. Let's face it, our spirit is willing. You know, like the disciples that were with Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, did they want to pray? Did they want to be engaged in prayer? Of course they wanted to be engaged in prayer, but they fell asleep at the time when Jesus needed them the most. And the time that we most need to be on top of our spiritual growth is right now. And if journaling or inventorying can help whatever weakness is in our bodies, then and help us be more in tune with the Spirit, then that's what we should want. All right.